Vic Loomis. He is the mayor of East Lansing. Mayor, how are you?
A little sleepy this morning, Tony, but otherwise good.
Well, I heard it was a late night last night at the East Lansing City Council meeting, and a lot of folks had a lot to say.
Well, it was. I think we adjourned about 10 minutes after midnight this morning. We did have a large turnout. Probably some 30, 40 of our citizens came out to talk to us about this proposed redevelopment project. And the first thing I want to do is applaud everyone for how well they conducted themselves to get up and testify and bring their concerns and comments forward to our council in the professional manner the way they did it. It clearly was democracy in action at the local governmental level.
Well, let's talk about the request for rezoning, which I believe was granted. Talk about the proposal itself.
Well, if your listeners are familiar with the corner of Coolidge and Lake Lansing Road and what we call our northern tier, Blue Cross Blue Shield had a medical facility there that they operated for a number of years. They closed the facility down about mid-2008, so the property and the facility have sat vacant for a little over 2 years. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan has had the property up for sale. There is a proposed developer and local developer, proposed redevelopment of the property that would include a pharmacy, a branch bank, and a lodging facility, a four-story hotel, if you will. But first, we had to look at the zoning in order to accommodate part of that request. We needed to consider upzoning of the very corner of the intersection, the very corner of the property there at Coolidge and Lake Lansing Road.
I know that some folks had challenges with the traffic. Will anything be done to the roadway there, to the intersection?
Well, traffic is a concern for anyone who's driven that. We do have some challenges with traffic there. Interestingly enough, the city manager and the head of our Department of Public Works, myself and our head of our planning division, did meet with DeWitt Township and Lansing Township on Monday of this week, 2 days ago, I guess now, because we collectively are looking at some fixes for that whole area. The challenges on both sides of 127 headed north on Lake Lansing Road. So that has been looked at and will continue to be looked at, and see if we can't do some things in conjunction with Lansing Township with timing of some of the lights. But there are some proposed improvements to the intersection if, in fact, this development moves forward at some future point in time.
And you beat me to the punch. My next question was going to be, it's not so much the corner of Lake Lansing and Coolidge that the challenge is. It's at 127, so is what you're saying, we might see some changes made to kind of ease the congestion of people trying to get on and off the highway, whether it is to get to the mall or to get away from the mall?
That's correct, Tony. It's the corridor itself. Continues to carry a lot of traffic. Although, interestingly enough, in the last 2 years, the traffic count coming down Lake Lansing Road at the Coolidge intersection is down about 4,000 vehicles a day. So the challenge used to be greater than it is today. And when you look at redevelopment of the site that was discussed last night, regardless of what goes in there, there would be an increase in traffic, and that, of course, would exacerbate the situation that we have there. Lansing Township is looking at some expansion of the Eastwood Town Center, so it's time that collectively all the governmental entities in that area sit down and try to come up with some solutions.
Mayor Loomis, what could be done? Was any strategy set yet? Any early ideas on what could be done to ease congestion there?
Well, Michigan Department of Transportation has announced that the northbound ramp coming off 127 is going to be expanded in order to allow for a longer queue. The challenge really is in the early morning, the 8 o'clock rush, and then when people are leaving the area around 5 o'clock. Those are the two real peak areas. Now, this particular project we're looking at, it is not projected that that will add much at all to those two time frames, the morning rush and the evening rush. But those are the two areas that we have to do something with initially.
Were the majority of the citizens who spoke last night against the at the rezoning hearing at the meeting, were they for or against the rezoning?
Far and away expressed concerns about the rezoning. The primary concern is the traffic in that area, and rightfully so. They don't want to see anything happen out there that makes the challenge worse. What they want and the pressure, if you will, that they're putting on the local governmental entities, clearly on those of us in East Lansing, is to find some solutions.
So, if many folks were against it, why did the City Council vote in favor of granting the rezoning?
Well, as I said when I made my opening comments, probably the most difficult thing that any local elected official deals with anymore is how, when, where, and why do you develop or redevelop your city. And from my own standpoint, and looking at the zoning that currently surrounds that area, the nature of the use of the remaining properties in the area, that site really lends itself to retail, neighborhood services. I personally felt that the proposed project fits not only our comprehensive plan, and there was a challenge from some that it does not. I personally feel that it does. I served on our comprehensive plan team for 5 years, very familiar with the questions raised. When you get into the details of the project, I feel that we had a fit, and that's why I voted for it in the affirmative.
Mayor, how do you make the choice? How do you decide to go against what the people that voted you in say or feel? And I know it was a small amount of the people as compared to an election, but when you have a large amount of people who agree, who disagree with something, but you feel it would be in the best interest of doing your job that you go against them, how do you weigh that?
Well, there's also a significant number of people that felt that the project should move forward. Even while I was sitting in my council chair trying to conduct the meeting, I was getting text messages and emails from citizens that said, move the project forward. Those people generally don't come out and express their sentiments in a session like we had last night. You have to take everything on balance, and you have to entrust that the voters that elected you put you there not to make the most popular decision, but to make the decision that after you do your homework, you deem is in the best long-term interests of the city. A lot of very valid issues were raised. Those will be addressed. In the end analysis, you make a decision.
Mayor, before we let you go, where is East Lansing in the process of their medicinal marijuana? I know that it appears that the state and the nation are watching Lansing and East Lansing to see how they handle this. I know it's a very tricky and sticky situation. Where are you with that?
Well, we still have a moratorium while we take a look at how we are going to regulate the dispensing of medical marijuana. We've taken a completely different approach to this than the city of Lansing has taken. After a number of dispensaries were opened in Lansing, I understand Lansing City Council did pass a six-month moratorium, very similar to what we did early on. Our moratorium initially was 90 days. We refreshed that moratorium the middle part of November. We continue to look at three alternative ordinances and three different ways that we have to regulate the dispensing of medical marijuana. I project that our council probably will make a decision somewhere mid-February, maybe later February.
Anything else new and newsy going on in East Lansing?
Well, we have a couple development projects that continue to move forward in our downtown. I'm very pleased that we do have a number of investors that see East Lansing, the city of East Lansing, as an opportunity. You know, it's been a pretty tough economy out there at the national level, clearly at the state level, and even locally we've been challenged. But I feel very proud of how we conduct our business affairs in the city of East Lansing and the fact that there are many people that see us as an opportunity, want to invest in our city, and we clearly welcome those opportunities.
Vic Loomis is the mayor of East Lansing. Thanks so much, Mayor, for your time this morning.
Okay, Tony, have a good day.